Corn's moving along pretty fast, Lauren.
I'm out checking the crops with Keith Dietrich and Lauren Broberg, farmers and neighbors in northeastern Nebraska. We're walking down a narrow road through one of Dietrich's cornfields. It's a wall of tall green stalks on either side. We stop to pull back the husks from an ear of corn bursting with golden grain.
This looks like excellent corn. I'd say 200 plus easy, wouldn't you, Keith?
Yeah.
On yield?
Probably. So.
That's 200 bushels per acre, a strong stand thanks to almost perfect weather in this part of the state.
We've had the best amount of rainfall we've ever had in a growing season as far as timeliness and to have our production where it needs to be.
This is a big crop.
It's a big crop. It's a big crop.
But what will that look like in terms of profits?
Marginal profits at best, most likely losses. The best crop we ever raised.
The best crop these farmers have ever raised, and most likely they'll lose money. And it's even worse in parts of Illinois and Missouri, where the weather didn't cooperate. Corn prices peaked in 2012, then came some of the biggest corn crops in history. With that oversupply, prices got cut in half. Still good by historical standards, except Broberg says things like seed, fertilizer, pesticides, and even land cost a lot more.
Well, our input costs tended to really accelerate in the last two or three years when we had higher commodity prices. It seems like we have a hard time to get those input costs to come down.
Combine those higher costs with lower prices, and the result is sobering. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, this corn crop is worth about $7 billion less than last year. The agency is predicting the largest single-year drop in farm income since 1983. How are farmers getting by? One way is by the bank.
Going in through 2014, we did see loan demand picking up at that time, but it's continued to rise.
Nate Kaufman is an economist at the Omaha branch of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. Fed surveys show farmers are taking out more loans and larger loans. New and young farmers tend to be the deepest in debt.
And so it does kind of raise some of the level of concern among lenders as they're looking at a sector that has been performing very well, but being cautious about what that means going forward.
At the same time, he says farmers are spending less, especially on big-ticket items like combines and tractors. So machinery makers like John Deere and Case New Holland are taking the biggest hit in the farm economy today. They've cut hundreds of jobs at factories in states like Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. But Vernon Schmidt of the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association says sales are not falling across the board.
Anything that involves livestock, members that I talk to tell me that they're doing extremely well. You know, their supply of back orders is good at this point.
Crop farmers might be feeling the pain, but livestock producers, especially cattle ranchers, are doing well. And that's one sign that just because the market for row crops is down doesn't mean it's time to panic. There's still a lot working in farmers' favor. Oil prices and interest rates are both still unusually low. Land values are down, but not plummeting. And even though China's economy has slowed down, it's still a huge customer for U.S. corn. Nate Kaufman at the Federal Reserve says any potential crisis is still a ways off.
Coming off of the level of income that we saw 2010 to 2013, it would take more than just 1 or even 2 years to think that we're at a point where that sector is starting to face some long-term problems.
Corn prices could turn on a dime if a weather disaster hit farmers in South America. But for now, farmers will take to their fields to haul in the harvest, even if they lose money on every bushel. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.